conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He is fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah! They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Culture war.
Into the culture wars.
We think this is another culture war.
These cultural wars. It's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture Wars. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. And please do me a favor. Bless me by hitting that thumbs up. I would greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it. Now, I'm pretty sure, you know, I always start off like that, don't I, Shannon? I'm pretty sure. I guess because I am sure that you've already seen and you already know what's up, because the LFA family, you are on the up and up. You know, a lot of times people tune in because you get a recap, or I do show you information that you hadn't seen before, and I like showing you information that you haven't seen before, and I like giving you a point of view that you didn't think about. I get a lot of people sending me messages going, you know what, Will, I've been looking at this stuff, but I never thought about looking at it like that. I never thought about viewing it like that. And I said, you know, maybe because I'm a little morbid. My producer says I'm morbid. She said I'm a little weird. She said because I look at stuff just in a weird way sometimes. She said, she tells me this all the time, like, Will, you're just weird. You're just weird.
Stop it.
No, you do. You say I'm weird. I guess it takes weird to deal with weird.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not calling you weird. I'm
of
talking
course
about,
not.
I'm talking about these crazy liberals, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to be a little weird to be able to deal with them. Because when I go out, when I can, I get the opportunity to do man on the street. And I go out and I talk to these liberals and people looking at the videos, and they say, well, I don't know how you can talk to them. I just don't know how you can talk to them. Well, I talk to them because I believe that Jesus wants us to save them too. Jesus wants them saved. Right? And you go, oh my goodness, Will's pushing his religion on them. He's pushing his religion. No, I'm not pushing anything. Liberals get to be stupid all they want to. I just get to tell them the truth if I want to. And a lot of them don't like it. But anyways, we're going to talk about this crazy judge out of New York, New York. Of course, that's been the talk of the day, talk of the week, talk of the month, right? And of course, all of his fraudulent, all of his coming out, that the only crime, actually, you know what, Shannon? I was going to say the only crime is Michael Cohen stealing, what, $60,000 now to be reported? And that's probably only what we know about.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now they're reporting $60,000 Michael Cohen stole from President Trump. That's a crime. But you know what's more interesting is that the DA and the judge, they're committing a crime as well. They should be indicted. Absolutely, they should be indicted. President Trump, what crime has President Trump committed? I'm going to tell you what crime President Trump has committed.
Running for office.
Loving America.
Oh, there you go.
That's the crime President Trump committed. Loving America. And because President Trump is putting everything on the line for this country, the Democrats have taken it upon themselves to try to work really hard, night and day, to try to take out President Trump. And all they had to do was leave the man alone. Just ignore him. They would have done better had they just ignored President Trump. And I've said this so many times. I've repeated it so many times. And everyone agrees. But see, they can't do that because they know that we're going to continue to support President Trump. And long as we're continuously supporting President Trump, this is the reason why they're going after him. Because he's in the way of us. He's in the way. So they come up with all these schemes. They keep thinking, how can we get President Trump? How can we take him out? Do we want to look like we're a third world country going after President Trump? Do we really want to look like that? And a lot of these leftists say, well, you know what? If we don't get him, he's going to get us. So we have to get him. Another term of President Trump means that he's going to come in and he's going to arrest people that actually committed crimes. This is what they're terrified of. This is what they don't want to see. And as I've always repeated to everyone, and most of y'all that's seen this, and if there's any newcomers on here, thank you so much for being here. Please go ahead and hit that thumbs up and share and like the video. Like the video and subscribe to the channel. Follow the channel. Okay, now, what I was getting to is like James Comey. James Comey, when I say that, you know, these people, they always say that President Trump is going to lock up his political rivals. They're saying President Trump is going to, he's going to become a dictator. He's going to go after everyone that he disagrees with. Everyone that he believes that broke the law. He's going to use the court system against us, the American people. And you know who the main one saying this? James Comey came out, the failed former FBI director. He's on here saying, and this was maybe 6 months ago, might be even 8 months ago that he came out and actually said this, that President Trump is going to come, basically come get us. He's going to get us. He's going to go after all of the people that broke the law and he's going to put them in jail. And, you know, this has never happened before because us as Democrats, we get to break the law and nothing happens to us. Well, President Trump, a second term of President Trump means that he's going to get us. Listen to what James Comey said. And I want to say this was maybe 6 months ago, maybe 8 months ago. Don't hold me to it. But I want y'all to listen to what he said back then. And then I have another one that I want to share with you of James Comey here recently. You can't make this up. Dude is shaking in his boots for what's to come for him and these Democrats.
What are the principal points of danger within the Justice Department if there's another Trump presidency, given his nature, given what you know about him?
He is a threat to the rule of law in America. That's, to me, that's what this election is about.
Okay, hold on. This is the one that came. This was the one that was here recently.
Yep.
This was the recent one. And then I'm gonna share the other one with you. That was about 6 months ago.
Not about policy differences. It's about what kind of country are we going to be. If he has the ability, smarter than he was last time, to use the power of the Department of Justice and the FBI to target his enemies, especially, the rule of law in America will change in a way we haven't seen in our lifetime.
What are they doing? What are they doing? Are we supposed to act like only Trump is going to do this? See, this proves my point, what I've been telling to every last person that's watching, even on the replay. I've told people time and time again, look, I'm going to demonstrate how I do it. See, the Democrats, they're telling everyone, because they see everyone over here on the left, your left, right? Here, let me do it like this. You see everybody over here, right, on the left, right? And you see the criminal activity taking place over here on the left. You see it happening. This is your left. My right. And then because the stupid people on the left see all the criminal activity going after President Trump, trying to put him in jail, going after the political rivals, putting Americans in jail because of political beliefs, because they're following the Constitution, they're doing all of this to us. And then the stupid people on the left, they go, well, Trump is going to put you in the court system. They're going to go after you. They're going to do it the Constitution. They're going to put you in prison, go after your political rivals. And stupid people over here believe it because they actually see it happen. Does anyone, now do you understand what I'm trying to say when I say that? I hope I'm explaining that. Listen.
When you say target his enemies, how would he do that?
Well, I think the first thing he would do is he would express it in his first term as a wish. I want people to go after so-and-so. I want people to go after.
Did y'all hear what he just said there? See, my producer, she caught this earlier when we got this clip. I'm going to play it again. How many of y'all would be upset with President Trump being in office for 3 terms? Because you can only be in office for 2. But he's telling everybody in President Trump's first up and coming term, this is what he's saying. This is James Comey. And this was recent. This was recent.
This See,
he's
yesterday.
Talking about discussion right on the other side. It says discussion 2024. This was recent. He's talking about President Trump's first term, what he's going to do, and then what he's going to do in the second term. Maybe he just misspoke, but hey, Comey is supposed to be a little bit more. Maybe he has some Bidenitis. Maybe he has Bidenitis going on in his brain cells. But listen to him. I'm going to play it again. Listen carefully because he said what President Trump is going to do in his first term. And then he's going to proceed to talk about what President Trump is going to do in his second term.
He would express it in his first term as a wish. I want people to go after so-and-so. I want people to go after Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI. In his second term, he would go a step further. I'm highly confident and say, I want him criminally investigated. And he was close to the bottom of the barrel in his appointees last time. He'll be at the very bottom. And those are the people who carry out that order.
Wow. Y'all seeing this? So President Trump's first term, this is what he said he's going to do. He's going to have people arrested like Andrew McCabe and all these other corrupt criminal FBI agents, right? And not just them, all of the ones who's violated the law, who took the law and they weaponized it against the American people, right? He's going to go after them in his first term. And I like the idea. I think this is the only time that James Comey and I will agree on something. I have no issues with it. So President Trump, when he comes in office this November for his first term, hey, James Comey said it, not me. I'm with it, though. He's going to get all these people and arrest them. And then President Trump's second term, which in reality will be his third term, you know, then he's going to set the country straight. And none of these tyrants will be able to do anything to stop it again. You understand what I'm saying? But be honest with you, I don't think President Trump, after he completes these 4 years that's coming up, I think President Trump is going to be done. I think he's going to be happily done, and he's going to pass the mantle on to the next person. I really think that's the case, you know, because President Trump said, okay, I've done enough. I've done my part. I need for you to step up. But see, that's for when it comes to all of us, too. Every last one of us, we have to step up our game. And you know what? A lot of people think that you're not doing your part. Even let me give you an example. Sharing this video right now is an act of doing your part. And it's not just my video. It's other people's videos that you see supporting President Trump. And if we just imagine right now, we have 750 people watching this right now. Bear with me for 1 second. Imagine if 750 people right now took this video and shared it on X. 700 other people would see it and it would go viral. Just think about that. Now, look, I'm talking about all of us that love this country. We have to do our part. We have to do our part. And as small as you think that is, it does a lot. Now, here's the other one I was talking about with James Comey. This one was about 6 months, 8 months ago. Again, don't hold me to it. But listen to what he said, because on this one, he was talking to Jen Psaki. Sock it to you, sock it to me. Listen to this, because back then he was even saying that, look, if Trump is going to come get us, he's going to get us. He was singing the same tune then, like he's singing now. Listen.
You said that Trump poses a near existential threat to the rule of law. And this is something similar language that I hear privately from national security officials, some people you and I both know who will say this privately about what a second term could mean. But tell me a little bit about the specifics of what he could try to do. What do you mean by that?
Well, think about what 4 years of a retribution presidency might look like. He could order the investigation and prosecution of individuals who he sees as enemies. I'm sure I'm on the enemies list.
What is Joe Biden doing? See, now listen to this. Because when I played this again earlier today and I was sitting there listening to it and I'm like, is he talking about Joe Biden? Because everything he's sitting there saying, he's speculating on what President Trump was doing, will do, but Joe Biden's actually doing it. Would you say?
But Biden's already doing it.
Biden is actually doing what Comey is talking about right now.
They seek retribution from Trump because they are so mad at him. He was trying to pull us out of the global system.
Yes.
Right? And then he saw what the global agenda for America, and he started turning it around. He was like, oh, no, we're doing America first. And that angered them.
Yeah, it angered them to no end. Listen to the rest of this.
Because the president constitutionally does oversee the executive branch entirely, which includes the Department of Justice, prosecutors and investigators. And so he could commission direct that individuals be pursued. He could also direct all kinds of other.
Hold on real quick. Let me say thank you really quick. Who is that? Pat.
Patty Vest.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that Rumble rant. Thank you so much for the blessing to the LFA family here. Thank you so much. I just had to come in really quick because I wanted to make sure it was on the screen. Thank you so much for the blessing. Here we go.
I'm sure I'm on the enemies list. Because the president constitutionally does oversee the executive branch entirely, which includes the Department of Justice, prosecutors and investigators. And so he could commission direct that individuals be pursued. He could also direct all kinds of other conduct that people would maybe take to court to try to stop. But who enforces court orders?
I mean, really? Now, let me remind you, this was before the first indictment came down, wasn't it? If I'm not mistaken, this was the first fraudulent indictment that came down on President Trump. Comey was on MSDNC saying this. Basically, he's saying that if we don't get Trump now, he's going to come get us. They need to be got. Every last one of them, they need to go to prison.
Mostly the United States Marshals Service, which is in part of the executive branch and reports to the president. And so President Trump could say, I don't care what the Supreme Court says or these district judges say. I'm telling the Marshals Service, don't enforce the court order. And so our Constitution really does give a rogue president, which is what this would be, tremendous power to destroy. And so that's why I'm trying to warn people. Given the way he said he intends to operate if he's reelected, this will be something we could never have imagined. Again, it seems like science fiction in a way, but it's what another 4 years of Donald Trump really promises, which is why people criticize CNN for their town hall. I want the American people to stare at the threat that we're facing and understand that they cannot take the next election off.
I mean, that's rich. I mean, that's rich. The nerve, the audacity of this dude to spew out this nonsense like this. As if we're not going to recognize the lies that he's saying. And for the fact that Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing exactly what he was just saying. They're doing that today. I don't know how many times I try to tell people I've actually had conversations with other people and they don't grasp what I'm saying. And that's why I'm constantly trying to elaborate on it, because everything that they're saying that Trump is doing, they're already doing it. They are already doing it. 100% they're already doing it. Okay, when we come back from this break, I'm going to show you something else. Remember Joe Biden and the NAACP? Look.
Oh, Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50 plus UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day. And everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure. Elevate your style. Shop now.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, so let's get right into this. Joe Biden, you remember he went to the NAACP and he was spilling off this nonsense like he's been a member of the NAACP. I think the last report came out, Shannon, that he's been a member since he was 15.
Did you what, according to Joe, he's been a
according
member?
According to Joe Biden, he's right. Been a member. You know, I think they were saying around 15, 16, based on what some of the stuff that he was saying. So he was a teenager when he became a member of the NAACP.
Oh, whatever.
Right? And I'm like, wow, look at this, Joe Biden. Blah. Go, Joe.
Go, Joe.
Go, Joe. Right?
And you ain't black.
Right? So... But Joe Biden, I guess Joe Biden, he thinks of himself black, but, you know, me being a Trump supporter, I'm not black. You know, I can't be, you know, according to Joe. Well, the White House, the White House issues 9 rebuttal corrections on Biden's NAACP speech. 9.
Yeah.
So the White House is doing damage control for what Joe Biden was saying. And do you think at one point, at some point, any point, that they went to Joe Biden and said, Joe, you can't say stuff like this. This is not true. You can't go out there and just tell people stories because you feel it.
I'm sure they're having those conversations with him, but he probably forgets about them when he gets to the podium. He's probably like, or, you know, he's having such a hard time reading. He literally is having a hard time reading because some of the stuff is putting on there and he mispronounces
it. You know what? Maybe.
Or he gets it turned around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just telling you, I'm just expecting them to do for the first debate, if the debate happens, that they're going to put a teleprompter out there for him the same way they do for Fetterman. You know, they'll probably just give him, the Q&A right there. So what's this one, Shannon? You're going to have to read this one because it's too small for me to read.
It says the White House made 9 corrections to the speech delivered by President Joe Biden to the NAACP on Sunday, including a line where Biden falsely claimed to have been vice president during the pandemic and a line where he referred to insurrectionists as erectionists. In the official transcript of the speech, the White House crossed out 9 words where Biden made both factual and pronunciation errors.
So they went in and they changed the transcript?
Looks like it, yeah. Yeah, because they don't want that to be on record.
So
that's wrong.
Wait a minute. What about the transcript for the audio then? You know, did they change that one too? Did they change that as well?
Well, that's a good point. Did they?
I'm subject to believe that they did.
Yeah. I mean, they can change anything. I'm subject to believe
that they did.
Which is another reason why, you know, the Judiciary Committee is like, we need to hear that. And Will, oh my gosh.
Let me say thank you to, was it Celinda?
You know what?
Anderson, thank you so much for that Rumble rant. Thank you so much for that blessing.
I didn't get.
Thank you so much. Thank you. See it? Can you see it?
Yeah.
The Rumble rant. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah. Thank Clyde. You so much. And yeah. Anderson, Clyde Anderson. Yeah, thank you very much. Will, you and I didn't know this about the audio for
Joe Biden.
Hunter Biden's case, right?
Hunter Biden or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden's Joe case, Biden. The Dot case, right? Right. Did you know that there are many media outlets, including liberal outlets, that are suing
for the audio.
The government for the audio?
For the audio.
They're not reporting on it, but they're saying, hey, listen, as free press, we deserve to have access to Biden's audio.
Yes.
And so it's not just the Judiciary Committee. You know, people want to go, oh, it's just, there's even liberal outlets that are going, what is being hidden here? Why do we not have access? That's actually pretty huge.
It really is.
Because they're doing it behind the scenes. They're not telling you, oh, we should have access, because that's a Republican talking point, right?
Yes. Yeah, of course. It's a Republican talking point they want access to the audio tape. So they're not reporting on it, but they're still suing for it in the background.
Yeah, but I bet they want to debunk it, number one.
Yeah, I think they want to have it and say, see, look, there's nothing here. Exactly. But the very fact that they have to sue themselves to get it,
yep,
that says a lot.
Yep.
That says a lot. Well, talking about the criminal cases happening in New York, not the criminal President Trump, because he's not a criminal, but Michael Cohen, Fat Alvin Bragg, and this judge, they're the criminals in this case. And it was such, you know, yesterday they were talking about how it was such an explosive time in that courtroom, but yet there's no cameras. And I'm bummed because there's no cameras in there. And they did that on purpose because they don't want the people to see that this is a completely crap show.
And not only that, the media was literally kicked out.
Yeah, then they kicked the media out. And they even kicked out the, you know, the people. They kicked out everybody.
Yeah, so then, basically. Right, the jury and
yeah,
the
they kicked out everybody. Everybody yeah. that will, you know, that the judge did not want to see, have information.
Right.
The press and the jury.
Yeah, because
kick them out because we don't want any of them to hear this information, right?
Yeah.
But who are the real criminals here? Right? The real criminals need to be indicted. Listen to these Republicans in these MAGA suits, and you know what? I'm really looking at getting one of these MAGA suits. I got to get one. You know, cuz I have the black suit on. I need to get the blue suit with the red tie. You know, if nothing else, just a jacket. I can wear it with jeans, but the blue tie, the blue jacket with the red tie, that's the MAGA suit, because they all showed up in New York, for the most part, with the same suit, the same one like President Trump wears. That is the MAGA suit. I gotta get one. Gotta get one. You think I look good in it? What do y'all think? Let me know in the chat. You think I look good in a MAGA suit? But anyways, listen to these Republicans as they talk about the actual criminals in this case.
Dan Patrick, Lieutenant Governor of Texas. So why aren't you asking the question, when is Michael Cohen going to be indicted? He stole $60,000. Do your job. That should be the headline. Number two, Alvin Bragg should be indicted. He brought someone as a witness in a case with someone he knew had committed a crime. He should be indicted. So headline, please. Where are you, Alvin Bragg? Who's going to indict him? Who's going to indict Michael Cohen? Look, we are here to defend our Constitution, our freedoms, and we're here because we are friends of Donald Trump, the President of the United States. And when a friend is trouble, friends have his back. The way he has been treated, you would see in Russia, you would see in China, you would see in North Korea, you would see in every little tin pot dictatorship across the world. And that's what we have here in New York.
Yes, that's what we have here in New York. And just like, you know, I was talking about with James Comey saying, oh, this is what President Trump's going to do. And he's just laying out exactly what Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing. He's laying it all out.
In America, if they can go after the former president of the United States of America, who has the ability and the financial resources to fight back, what happens to the average American? What happens to any of you? If the courts in New York come after any of you because of something you said, because you said something the ruling class didn't like. And that's what all these other countries are about. They shut down the ruling class. They want to be sure that anyone that speaks up against the ruling class disappears. They want Donald Trump to disappear. They want to send him to jail. They want to take him off the main stage because they know here's their biggest danger to taking the ruling class down. No, you know why? Donald Trump is not the ruling class. Donald Trump is for every New Yorker.
Now, you know, he's addressing the government state media trying to say, isn't President Trump the ruling class? No, just the opposite. See, the government state media, the tyrannical media, they see President Trump as a Hitler figure. They see him as that. So everything that they're claiming that President Trump is going to do, which they are already doing, which is just like Stalin would have done, just like Mao Zedong would have done, just like Hitler would have done, all of these tyrants in the past would have done, the Democrats are doing it today. And then you hear the government state media next to her. I know it's kind of difficult to hear, but she's trying to say that President Trump is the ruling class and he lets her have it.
Taking the ruling class down. No, you know why? Donald Trump is not the ruling class. Donald Trump is for every New Yorker. Right. He's for every Texan, every state. Donald Trump has put his whole life on the line, his whole life on the line for the American people. When he came down that escalator, he probably had no idea that he was going to be called to be the man in the gap to stand up for Americans. And he's standing up for you, even if you don't know it.
He's standing up for you, even if you don't know it. Standing up for you, even if you don't know it. Wow.
Frank, your Eli's
in the chat. Wow. Wow, look at this, everybody. Wow. Thank you so much for that.
Patty Vest, thank you for the Rumble rant. You rock.
Wow. Towards the jacket. Yeah, for the Trump suit. Thank you so much for that blessing. Thank you so much. Wow. Was not expecting that. Was not expecting that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right. Now we just need to let Jeremy or Eli know about it. So if y'all see Jeremy or Eli, let them know. Say, hey, they're wanting to get Will a jacket, a Trump suit jacket. Let them know.
It's so cute. I love how they've all coordinated to do this. You know what I mean?
It really shows
unity among the party.
You know what? That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. They show up with the Trump suit on with the red tie. Now, I already have the red tie, right? I just need to get the jacket, right? To go with the red tie with the Trump suit. I call it the Trump suit because they all show up with that the same suit like President Trump wears. I think it's pretty awesome.
They're saying Men's Warehouse, here comes Will. That's funny. We do have a Men's Warehouse pretty close here too.
Yeah, we do. We do have a Men's Warehouse. So I thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
Okay. They say you'd look good in a MAGA suit, Will.
You think so?
I think everybody would look good in a MAGA suit, to be honest with you.
Let me see.
You
think I look good in a MAGA suit?
Yeah.
Work on it? We'll work on that, right?
We sure will.
We will work on it. So thank you so much. Again, if y'all see Jeremy in the chat, if you see Eli in the chat, let him know that you're supporting me to get the MAGA suit, okay? Let them know in the chat. Hopefully they're still on. If they do jump on, let them know. Okay, let them know. I would greatly appreciate it. I need your help. And the only reason why I'm saying, because Jeremy, there's a lot of messages that come through, and a lot of times they don't see them all. And it's kind of sometimes difficult for them to see them all, right? So and I want to go to Jeremy and like, you know, hey, Jeremy, they gave me this. And I'm like, and then he has to comb through. It's a whole, I mean, you're talking about thousands and thousands of messages.
It's
and,
too hard and, to and go through.
It makes it really difficult.
Can you even see the comments on Rumble Rants afterwards? I don't even know if you can.
You know,
I don't think you can.
You know what? Actually, I don't think you actually can.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
So I know you can't see the live ones. You can do the chats at the bottom after the fact.
Yeah,
but it doesn't show up when people bless us with a Rumble Rant at the bottom. It doesn't show us at the bottom. So
no, it doesn't. But we appreciate you guys so much.
I really do appreciate
your support for LFA too.
Yep, absolutely. So maybe if nothing else, you can also go to my website, UniteAmericaFirst.com, and you can support me there to help me get a MAGA suit as well. So TPH14. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Huh?
They called it a Trump suit.
It is the Trump suit.
It is. You know
the
what?
The Trump suit. The Trump MAGA suit.
Yeah. You know what? At first when he started wearing the blue suit, I'm like, oh gosh, that is just such an ugly suit. Like I didn't like it really.
But it's grown on you.
But it's grown on me because it's like Trump staple, right? I don't think I've ever seen him in a black one. Have you?
I don't think I have, actually.
I don't.
I think it's always been that blue suit with the red
tie. I wonder how many he has.
And he'll change the tie up every now and then.
Yeah, he does do that. Like but today, you know, he had a yellow tie on.
I can imagine President Trump probably has a, you know, closet, maybe 20 of them. You know?
At least
20 of them.
Yeah.
Okay, let me share another one with you really quick, if I can. And this is a really good one, too. And this is, of course, talking about the trial in New York. The case should be thrown out. There's no reason for this case to go another day. But now they're holding it over until, what's getting ready to come up? What holiday is getting ready to come up again?
Memorial.
I don't know why I can't remember that. Right? Memorial Day is getting ready to come up. So the judge is like, you know what? Y'all just go out. Just don't come back until after Memorial Day. Hopefully we can get some more dirt to surface to come to the surface. It's almost like when they vote, you know, they don't want to close the polls on voting day. They want to wait until they get the poll. They get the numbers that they're looking for until they close the polls. You understand? Until they stop counting. We don't want to stop counting until we get the numbers we're looking for. So this judge, instead of him just shutting this down because there's no crime, the only crime committed was by those on the left. Instead of him doing just shutting this case down, I'm pretty sure he's like, well, let's just wait until the holiday over with. And then just maybe then we can get something else we can get Trump on. I'm telling you, this is the only reason why he's doing this. My personal opinion. But listen to this.
We really are in a stunning moment in American history. We've never experienced anything like this before. This is something we usually associate with the Soviet Union or Venezuela or a third world country, where one political party is trying to imprison and bankrupt their top political opponent, keeping him off the ballot, putting him through show trials, all sorts of trumped up charges, all for political gain. Now,
all for political gain. And then they complain about President Trump might do that. President Trump might do that. President Trump might come and get us all. But they're talking about political. They're talking about President Trump is going to do it for political gain. I mean, really? The very fact that they're following along with other communist nations have done. See, the Democrat Party, they are the communist Democrat Party of America. Just like let me give you an example. You know the Republican Party, right? You've heard of the Republican Party before, right? And many of us are registered Republicans. If you go look at my registration card, it says registered Republican. No issues with it, right? But they're leaving something off that registration. It should say Will Johnson, MAGA Republican. I'm a MAGA Republican. I'm a conservative MAGA Republican. The Democrat Party, they are the communist Democrat Party of America. Straight up. The parties have changed when it comes to that perspective. It has changed. The Republican Party has become more about America. The Democrat Party has become less about America. And it reflects on that clear as day right now. It reflects. All right, when we come back from this break, I want to show y'all what they say about Michael Cohen with this $60,000 is like a bombshell. You're not going to want to miss it. You're not going to want to miss it. It is wild. The left, the media, going crazy over it.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, I believe in having a substantial percentage of my financial future secured with gold and silver. That's why, right? That's why I decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group. They helped me set up a safe and direct IRA where I have access to my assets, no matter what the stock market is doing, no matter what the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metals Group help you protect your family's future. We put together a special offer for our LFA audience. Click on the link in the description below on this Rumble video right now, or call the special 800 number that you will see, and you'll receive a free safe, and you will receive a safe and 10,000 up to 10,000 of free silver. I mean, that's like crazy awesome. I mean, it's crazy awesome. So check it out today. Go check it out today. And also, when you do, tell them LFA sent you. Tell them LFA sent you. Okay. Now, colonialmetalsgroup.com/LFA. Let me remind you of that, okay? Go check it out. Do it today. Now, right before we went to the break, oh, actually, We haven't talked about it in a while, and I just want to remind everybody, and I'm pretty sure you just saw the ad for those of you that were, you know, they go to the restroom or whatever, and you were still here. Did y'all see, we talked about the Bella Grace. I hid this one from Shannon just so I can have one when they run out. But I hope she didn't hear that. The Bella Grace, it's really helped me out. Now, when I originally started taking this, I started taking it because my hands peel like they look like the desert. I had no idea that it was going to help my hair grow back. I had no idea. My hair started thinning out. And I don't know how, if y'all been watching me, for those of you who've been watching me for years, because, you know, I promote these, my culture war show. I promote it on the other social platforms, you know, like Fascist Book. And I promote them there and I tell people to come over and watch me. So a lot of people that tune in have been watching me for years. And I don't know if y'all noticed, but like my hair started thinning out and I thought I was going to have to cut all my hair off. Then I started taking the Pamper with Grace, this elixir. And pleasantly surprised, wasn't anticipating it, wasn't even thinking about it. My hair started growing back. And, you know, I got a full head of hair, dreadlocks. And I didn't want to let them go. I didn't want to cut them. So right now you can go to pamperwithgrace.com and you can do the 30-day challenge. And if you decide to do it, do the subscription. You get the discount. You can always cancel it. You can get the discount. So get the discount when you try it. You won't be disappointed. At least I'm not disappointed. You know, everyone is not the same. But again, I was taking it for something else and my hair. Just like Shannon, she was taking it for something else. And she got a pleasant surprise on her female issues. Can I say it's female issues? Is it wrong for me to say it that way?
I don't know. That sounds weird, but I guess it is a female issue. I mean, menopause issue, well, right?
I mean, it's a natural thing that women go through.
Absolutely natural. And of course, you know, many have heard me say my hot flashes like literally disappeared within six days of taking this Pamper with Chef and a Pamper with Grace. And that's why Will's hiding them, because he doesn't want to run out either. Neither one of us want to run out of it, right? But literally my skin, I attribute this also to menopause, is my skin really started to dry out. I had dry, itchy skin to the point where I was just itching all the time. And I was putting lotion on, and I was trying all kinds of things to get moisture back into my skin. And literally all my dry skin is gone. I mean, it took a little bit longer. It took, you know, a little over 2 months for my skin to fully repair, which makes sense, right? Because it was really, really dry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was dealing with it for almost over a year, right? And now I'm finally
with your dry skin.
Yeah, I'm finally.
How long were you dealing with your hot flashes?
The hot flashes I was only dealing with for what, maybe 4 months, 5 months?
Four to five months? Because I remember we would be in here in the studio, the AC's going, and she would have the fan blowing on her high. Right. And she was still, you know, going through the flashes. I mean, I'm a man. I guess I won't ever experience it like a woman, you know, because I'm not a man. Did y'all catch that? Right. So I would never experience
it.
Being a man, I would never experience that. Right. I mean, so for me, I couldn't understand. Right. But women out there, you probably understand 100% what Shannon's going through. Some women don't even go through menopause. Some of them just, you know, they kind of skip over.
It's
really light.
Yeah, but for me, it was full on. I mean, you know, my skin, my hot flashes, which I wasn't sleeping through the night because of my hot flashes. Now I sleep through the night. Oh my God, it is so pleasant. I could see how women literally would become depressed and insane from having hot flashes.
And
because
actually,
I was having so many months.
Why don't you give it a test and stop taking it for about a week or so?
Nah, we're not doing that. I'm serious. I haven't had one now in months, and literally they stopped almost
six
the
days.
Minute I started doing.
That's,
well, fully gone in 6 days.
That's
but well, you know, I was having them all day and all night.
Oh yeah, constantly throughout the day.
I literally think
I'm
was having
you.
30 to 40 a day. I'm
throughout
not kidding.
The day she was complaining about them. Okay,
yeah.
Let me share this other video I was telling you about. This was on the Communist News Network, and they're talking about Michael Cohen with the $60,000, and it's like a bombshell. Dude should be going to prison. But there's something else in this video that I want y'all to pay attention to. Check this out.
I think the revelation, though, this morning about the theft of $30,000, which was doubled because they covered his taxes, so $60,000, it came out in a glancing, unclear way on direct. It came out like a bomb earlier today. I don't know how much they can do to fix that. It just... at a certain point, it is the fact Michael Cohen did steal this money. And what makes that really so important, Wolf, is it's not as if Michael Cohen was just stealing on the side. That'd be bad enough. The problem is he was stealing from the exact reimbursement at issue in this case. So the prosecution's core argument is Donald Trump knew what that $420,000 was all about. He was totally read in on it. Turns out Michael Cohen was stealing from him within that $420,000.
So the hush money, Michael Cohen was stealing the hush money. Like, hush up about that. So they're trying to swindle money out of President Trump. And at the same time, while he's swindling money out of President Trump, he's stealing money from President Trump. It's a whole scam. This judge, again, should throw the entire case out. It should be thrown out.
Does Michael Cohen's acknowledgement, admission that he stole tens of thousands of dollars from the Trump Organization potentially open him up to further criminal prosecution?
You see this? Wolfie Blitzer is asking, well, can Michael Cohen be charged as a criminal because now he's been caught stealing $60,000? The simple answer should be yes. But listen to what they say.
Great question. The answer is not anymore because the statute of limitations has run out. But it's a very fair question to ask.
Oh, the statute of limitation ran out. Didn't the case that they're holding President Trump in New York right now, the statute of limitation of it ran out? The statute of limitation ran out for the case that they're holding President Trump up for right now. But when it comes to Michael Cohen, because, you know, he's not Trump, the statute of limitation ran out, so he can't be held accountable for it. Which brings me to think, why didn't Michael Cohen just go ahead and continue lying? I think they were expecting him to. I think, right, Congressman Goldman was coaching him to lie, but he didn't. He told the truth. Imagine that. Maybe because he thought, well, the last time I got on a stand like this and I lied, they sent me to prison.
Gee, folks, of the jury, they gave him a free pass. He committed larceny. It's a higher degree of a felony than what Donald Trump is charged with. Yet they gave Michael Cohen a free pass, even though he's now admitted that he stole what amounts to $60,000. It goes to his credibility. It goes to his relationship with the DA.
It goes to his relationship with the DA. It just shows that the DA knows that he's corrupt, right? He probably even knew that Cohen had done this brag, but they don't care.
No.
You know what? They hate Trump more. They literally will take a person that's totally corrupt, that's a total criminal, and say, we're going to put that person on the stand to help us get Trump because literally we have no legit person that can do it. Wow. I mean, just wow, Will.
They couldn't find anyone else to go up there. They said, well, we need someone to go on the stand and lie for us. And they said, well, Michael Cohen, he's a really good liar. He's an expert liar. Let's get Michael Cohen to do it.
Is he an expert? Is he?
Well, I mean, he's supposed to be an expert liar.
I think he's a willing liar, but I don't think he's an expert because he didn't get away with it. Because
Jen Psaki, she was an expert liar.
Now, she is.
Jen Psaki was an expert liar.
Expert.
Right? Yeah. Karine Jean-Pierre, she's not so good. Michael Cohen, not so good.
Yeah.
But he was a lying witness, and that's what they wanted. Listen to this one on MSDNC as they're like, you know, Michael Cohen did this, but it's okay. He just stole from money from President Trump because he thought his bonus should have been bigger than the money that he received. He just was looking to get his bonus. So he just took some money. So that makes it okay. Listen, and again, the voice, if I'm not mistaken, is Lawrence O'Donnell. That dude is a total nut job. Listen carefully.
And that's where he very effectively got Michael Cohen to agree that, yes, he stole $30,000. Later, when Cohen was asked about that on redirect by the prosecution, it didn't really sound like stealing $30,000. It sounded a lot like Michael Cohen doing the little that he could within that calculation to rebalance the bonus he thought he deserved, and it still came out as less than the bonus he thought he deserved and the bonus he'd gotten the year before.
So that makes it okay, because it came out less. He stole less than the bonus that thought he was going to get. So because he stole the money and it was less than his bonus, it's perfectly fine. Nothing to see here, nothing to look at. Don't worry about it. It's just money that Michael Cohen was stealing from President Trump. So it makes it completely fine. Y'all understand this? Y'all get it? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's just remarkable that this is even happening. Like, and you know what? And then you have the judge, right? Which y'all heard about this. Judge, you know, Trump trial judge censors Federalist writer, former FEC chairman from testifying key defense facts. Why would the judge want him to be silent? Why would the judge want... I mean, cause think about it. Stormy Daniels, a straight-up prostitute, she was on there to say whatever she want, like she was, like, you know, right, like she's writing her next porn novel. And then Michael Cohen, he went on the stage and said whatever he wanted, whatever he wanted. Just lied. Everyone that the prosecutors put on the witness stand, they could talk about whatever. They could talk about the weather, everything. But this judge... this tyrannical judge, he purposely went out his way to prevent President Trump's lawyers, the witness that they brought forward to testify. And that's why it was explosive yesterday. That's why it was explosive. The New York judge presiding over the Manhattan District Attorney at Fat Alvin Bragg's prosecution of former President Donald J. Trump has strictly limited the information a key witness for the Republican defense can testify about in court.
That's right.
It kind of sounds like social media we're talking about here, too. It's like social media. Oh, we don't want you to say that. We don't like it. We're going to block you. You know, it's almost like you're talking about COVID all over again on social media. You can't talk about the COVID on social media. You can't do it. Can't do it. LFATV.us, everybody. Make sure you go check it out. LFATV.us. Support the network. God bless you, everybody. Stay safe out there. Stay safe out there. LFATV.us. My name is Will Johnson, and we are on fire for America and God. You and I together. We have to keep fighting. Stay safe out there.
Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.